Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rex Caswell is here. Rex is a new friend. He's a VP of Sales at CT Corporation. I'm going to get him to tell us about that company in a little bit. And he's here to talk to us about veteran business owners and some of the opportunities that they have available to them that they might not be taking advantage of, and we're going to talk about how to give them the maximum opportunity to give to do that. And Rex is a veteran, former veteran himself, and he's our new friend, Rex Caswell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. So talk to us about what motivates you when you think about veteran business owners.
Well, I think there's several things. One is when in my earlier years, I was actually a small business owner and did that. And because of the draft that was going on at the time, it wasn't a reason to be rated less than 1A. So the draft board sent me a notice and told me that I was going to about to be drafted. I said, "You can't draft me. I own a business." They said, "We'll give you a few weeks to take care of it."
We'll give you a few weeks to get your affairs in order, right?
Yeah, a few weeks to get my affairs in order before they were going to. So what I did was I immediately joined the Navy, and because I didn't know it, my father had been a career soldier, and I wanted to make sure that I got the best deal, so I joined the Navy. But it leads to the story of...
You joined the organization that has the least money.
That's right. And the least people shooting at you.
That's
so,
right.
So it's hard to shoot at a ship that far out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So to take the story to where I wanted to go with it, is the reason why I said that is because I went in the Navy. I learned some tremendous skills about leadership, about organization, about mission, accomplishing the mission. And then I look back and I wish I had that knowledge before I had my small business, because mm-hmm. I would have been very successful. I made a lot of mistakes that I shouldn't have made because I just didn't know any better. And the Navy, being a veteran, taught me how to handle obstacles and how to look for opportunities and how to be flexible and always move forward. So my interest is, I think that what I learned there, I've tried to help people and myself translate into business today.
Well, you know, and this is one thing that I think veterans have an advantage in business. And I tell people who are employers, if you get a chance to hire a veteran, take a look at them, because they're coming out of the military with discipline. They understand chain of command. They understand organization. They're probably expert trainers and speakers. They can represent your company with verbal communications. You know, never mind that the person came out as a corporal. They've probably been leading people all over the world. And that's just as an employee. And as an employer, though, I think veterans have an advantage in a lot of ways because of those same skills. What do you think?
Oh, I'll tell you, you're so right, Jim, because I can remember at 22 years old being given a group of 25 men, and I was their boss. I was their supervisor. They worked, and we teamed together, and everything you said, I was given that responsibility at 21 and saw many, many individuals, men and women, take command positions that led to success in the work world. And I will tell you that about 10 years ago, I met a gentleman by the name of Drew Meyer, who was a veteran Marine, left the Marines, and opened up a group called Recruit Military. He came to me and said, "Rex, you have all these salespeople, and I will tell you that veterans are the best salespeople in the world because of the discipline it takes to sell it in its true mm-hmm. sense." And he was absolutely right. My top salespeople, year after year, Jim, in the organization I was with at the time, were veterans.
Well, and the military teaches you how to communicate.
Yes.
How to speak words that make sense out of your mouth.
You would think that'd be something we'd all learn in school, but it isn't as easy to learn just as we think it is. Exactly right.
Yeah, and so you know, one of my favorite stories is, I know a story about a young man who instead of going to college for 4 years, joined the military and led men all over the world for 4 years as an NCO. Came out, wanted to join the police department, and the police department said, "We're only hiring college graduates with law enforcement degrees, criminal justice degrees." And so somebody said, "Just interview this person. Nobody's saying you got to hire them. Just interview him." And when they interviewed him and they saw his background, his resume at first, when they interviewed him first, he set the bar for all the college graduates. He got hired and some of them didn't.
I bet. I can imagine. You know, in concert with what you're saying, few people know that 45% of veterans are more likely to be self-employed than with people with no military experience.
Hmm.
That veterans gravitate towards being self-employed because they can define their mission, they can use all their leadership and their hard work and their discipline to and dedication.
But do they need a leg up, or are they, one of the things people may be wondering about is, well, if they're that sharp, you know, why are we having to help them so much?
Exactly. Great question. I think the answer lies in the fact that there's about 250,000 veterans a year that leave the service and go into the workforce. And right now they have about a 9-10% unemployment rate. They're sharp, but too many people equate military service with blind following. Mm-hmm. They somehow believe that those of us who are in the military, sure, you've seen it over the years, they think that, well, you were in the military, you probably can't think for yourself, you have to have someone yelling at you.
Right, right.
Which is exactly the opposite, as you know, having been a commander. You teach people to think, because you never know what's going to happen. How the change, whether it's peacetime or it's wartime, situations change, and veterans are good at assessing the situation and figuring out how to move in a direction that's completing the mission.
Rex, I need a website, please. You got a website for us?
CT.com.
CT.com.
Yeah,
we'll come back. I'm going to get
corp.com. It's our company website.
So I'll get Rex to tell us a bit more about that. And we're going to talk about some of the government contract opportunities after these messages for veterans. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.